Hi, Will Thomas here, Senior Analyst at Imprint. Welcome to Contagious Content, where we discuss the influence that strategy, edit, and design have on content marketing, using both facts and opinions. Contagious Content is powered by the team at Imprint, and today, we're talking healthcare. So, according to the U.S. government, while between 45 and 60% of the population has a chronic medical condition, only 12% of adults have adequate levels of health literacy. This lack of literacy can have profound consequences. Individuals may not know how their bodies work or may struggle to interpret numbers or risks in order to make a health decision. It may mean that people get confused or scared and end up making poor decisions. So how can the healthcare industry help? How can communications and content improve patients' knowledge, understanding, confidence, and thus help them to make decisions and take the actions necessary to ensure their health outcomes are as good as possible? Here's one more statistic to think about. Patients only tend to remember about 14% of the verbal information that is provided to them by their doctors. So here with me today is Duncan Milne, Managing Director, and Kaval Shah, our intern, to discuss two major gaps and opportunities they see in healthcare communications. So I've heard you both describe healthcare communications as being in a bit of a crisis. Could you go into a little bit more detail there? And Duncan, would you mind starting us off?
Sure. And I think it should be clear, it's really only a crisis in terms of people's understanding of their health. And when people don't know what they should be doing after seeing a doctor or getting a medical diagnosis, their adherence to medical regimens and their ability to lead and live a healthy lifestyle can really suffer. So the real problem is educational. Are patients getting the knowledge and the inspiration they'll need to take their medications properly? And as far as I'm concerned, there are really two major opportunities for them to receive that information: at the doctor's office and the pharmacy. These are the moments when people interact with an expert. And at these two moments, I think it's pretty clear the patients aren't always getting the education that they need.
100%. As Will had mentioned, only 12% of adults have somewhat adequate levels of health literacy. And by addressing these two major opportunities, we can see that number rise.
Well, I'm definitely happy that you guys both feel strongly about these two areas. But let's unpack each a little bit, starting with the doctor's office. Where do you see the major gaps for patient education, and how could they be improved?
So right now, if you go to the doctor's office and you're diagnosed with something, you're rarely given that much information about your condition. Let's say you're diagnosed with psoriasis. Your doctor may simply say, I'm going to write you a prescription, make sure you take one of these pills every day, and that's kind of it. In this day and age when doctors are faced with enormous pressures in terms of cost control and seeing as many patients as they possibly can, doctors are just want you to come in and leave again. And they'll give you some verbal information, but as we know, people tend not to retain that verbal information. So they'll be leaving their doctor's office with very little understanding of their role in their own health.
That's absolutely true. And as the health system begins to transition to a more health-based outcome model, it's more and more important for patients to have a more thorough understanding of their condition and why they're taking certain medications.
And if we think about the patient's experience with managing their condition, providing information at the beginning of that process is the most powerful way of improving adherence and compliance, and really ensuring that your patient engagement platform can become so much more effective. If I'm a patient and I receive an update sort of 3 months into my regimen that's checking in on me, making sure that I'm continuing to take my pills or continuing to do the physical therapy that's been prescribed, I'm going to understand why, and I'm going to be engaged, and I'm more likely than not to respond well to the guidance that I've been given.
Yeah, that's an absolutely great point. I believe doctors really need to take a step back and ask what they want their patients to understand from each of these appointments. The greatest opportunity to provide the highest amount of understanding is through that first appointment. And a simple, well-designed pamphlet or brochure can really help the patient feel valued, educated, and informed.
And therefore, more likely to adhere to their medication. The thing is that years ago, this information was given out by doctors, and in many cases, it still is. And there are multiple nonprofits that produce this sort of information for doctors to hand out to their patients. But at the same time, we're in this era of cost cutting, and there's this expectation by doctors that patients can educate themselves online. And of course, many patients come in thoroughly educated by what they've read online, but more don't, and more do not look up how they can help themselves and how they can improve their own outcomes. So this trend of doing away with providing the information at this moment should be reversed. This is a very, very powerful moment for healthcare providers to really move the needle on their patients' health.
It seems like you have that face-to-face meeting. There's so much more that could be done. But let's move a little bit past the doctor's office itself and onto the other space you guys mentioned, the pharmacy. How does it compare?
So let's say, for example, we're continuing our patient journey and we have that prescription. And we go to the pharmacy and we provide the prescription to the pharmacist. And then most folks will just pick up their medication and leave. And that's the end of the story. There's not much else. But the reality is that there is another great opportunity for a patient to be educated and to have a conversation. And that too, it's going to be a face-to-face meeting.
And this face-to-face meeting should be kind of a counseling session. And it's also important to remember that the information that's provided during the conversation between the pharmacist and the patient should be different to the conversation that's going on between the doctor and the patient.
I absolutely agree. The doctor and patient conversation is designed to inform and educate the patient on their condition and which medications can help. In comparison, the conversation between the pharmacist and the patient is more so focused on the medication itself and the journey that the patient will take when on this medication.
And all of the pharmacist's answers can be supplemented by content, whether these are article printouts or infographics or pamphlets or links to websites where there's more information. All of us have picked up medication from pharmacy and we've seen those package inserts with 6-point type full of legalese describing bizarre side effects, and none of us look at it. And there's a real opportunity here for pharmacists to thoroughly educate and play a key role in elevating people's literacy and elevating people's understanding of how they can manage and control their health.
It seems like a huge opportunity for patient education.
Definitely, and I'm really sure and positive that if more people are able to have these conversations with the pharmacist, that not only will that 12% also go up, but also adherence will rise with that.
Well, guys, I got to admit, you've convinced me. There's clearly a huge opportunity for better education in both doctor's offices and pharmacies. Surely, if we're going to boost health literacy above that paltry 12%, there's more we can be doing in both of those spaces. And there's a role for even simple content. Like, surely it can't be hard to beat that little package insert with the 6-point font. So are there any final takeaways that you guys would have for our listeners?
Sure. I have two. Number one is, this isn't a special code to crack. When a patient feels that they're being listened to, and when a patient feels that they're being given information that helps them feel ownership of their own health, they're going to be empowered, they're going to feel that they have a role to play, and they'll feel that they can actually make a difference to their health. And If part of that difference is taking a drug or taking a pharmaceutical, then they will take that pharmaceutical. If part of that improvement in their health means a new diet or a new exercise regime, then they'll take part in that as well. But the most important thing is education and inspiration. So one other thing I'd like to talk about, which is the future. We're entering a world of telehealth where many patients may not even actually go to their doctor's office. They may have a video call and the diagnosis will be done over a TV link. Mm. That again is an amazing opportunity to deliver content. As soon as you're done with your consultation, a healthcare professional could just message a link or a PDF or a digital experience to their patient so the patient can find out more. So the future is exciting for content.
Definitely. But yeah, I think you guys both offer fantastic prescriptions for improving health literacy. I hope you'll forgive the dad joke. But hopefully our listeners will tune back next time for more exciting episodes of Contagious Content.